Illinois will lose one congressional district next year. It's up to the Democrat-controlled legislature to determine which seat is removed. John Shaw, director of the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute at Southern Illinois University in Carbondale, tells Eric Stock he expects Democrats will eliminate one of two congressional districts in Southern Illinois. That would force two Republican incumbents, Mike Bost and Mary Miller, to potentially run against each other next year for a seat Democrats don't expect to win.
I think it's very, very likely that the lost Illinois congressional seat is going to come in downstate Illinois. I think that's almost certain. And there are several downstate Republicans whose districts are likely to be carved up in a way that is advantageous for the Democratic Party.
McLean County has one of those oddly shaped districts where Rodney Davis has a portion of Bloomington Normal in the 13th district, and the rest of the county goes to Darren LaHood of the 18th district, and LaHood's seat is overwhelmingly Republican. Do you see that changing, given that to give Democrats a chance at greater victories, they almost have to concede a couple of districts for Republicans?
Yeah, I mean, I think the Democratic map makers are looking hard at the 18th district, the 13th, the 15th, and the 12th. And seeing how the map can be reshaped to do a couple things. One, I mean, if Illinois needs to lose a congressional seat, it's going to occur in that, you know, southern half of the state, almost certainly. So the map makers are trying to at least preserve their power base and, if anything, expand it. So, you know, this is probably not a good year to be a Republican incumbent or, you know, a representative in a district, a Republican representative in a district in the southern half of the state, because, you know, notions of what is a fair map are likely to be challenged. And I think that, you know, when you look at some of the future district downstate coming, you know, after the census, there's likely to be a very, very, very large district that covers a big chunk of the southern, almost the southern half of the state.
We also heard the potential that Republicans would want to carve out Adam Kinzinger's congressional district because the party is upset with his vocal opposition to former President Trump. Given the GOP may have a little say in this process, do you see that as any possibility, or would that be something the Democrats would look to do?
First of all, I don't think the Democratic leadership, they frankly probably like having Kinzinger there as kind of a thorn in the side and stirring things up in the Republican Party. I mean, I think the congressman's greater problem or greater threat to his political career is a primary challenge next year in which more conservative elements of the Republican Party, or at least the Trump, you know, faction of the party, goes after him because of his comments on the president. So I can't see Democrats necessarily trying to do anything to make his life more difficult, because I think, frankly, they kind of like having him in the position that he's in.
Governor J.B. Pritzker campaigned on fair maps. He ran an independent campaign financially. He was not beholden to anybody. The power structure in Springfield has since blown up since he took over, and yet we're still making political maps the same way we were a decade ago. Does this mean the concept of an independent map-making process is dead?
On paper, we all want that. People who want good government want that. But, you know, just the sort of the naked fact of politics is that, you know, the party that controls, you know, the governor's mansion and the General Assembly during a remap year is going to write the maps that suit its partisan interests. It's just, it's not probably the best, loftiest way of governing, but it's inevitable.
To shift to McLean County politics, the county board is setting up its own legislative maps. A Democrat on the board, Elizabeth Johnston, proposed doubling county board districts from 10 to 20 while keeping the board at 20 members. The argument was the public would get more focused attention from one county board member. Several Democrats and allies spoke in support of this. A majority of public speakers, though, including some from rural areas in smaller towns, the more conservative Republican leaning went the opposite direction. They want fewer districts so each voter could elect a greater share of the county board. So this clearly follows ideological lines. Why do you think that might be?
I guess it doesn't necessarily, to me, lead to a clear ideological, you know, split. I mean, other than, you know, perhaps, you know, Republicans tend to be more skeptical of government, more suspicious of government. you know, I'm trying to think through exactly why there would be a sharp partisan division. And it's no, there's no real obvious answer. I mean, other than, you know, the kind of powerful force in American politics now that once one party comes down for a position or a perspective, the other party almost reflexively takes the other position.
And critics of the 20 district plan say they fear it could be an attempt to defund services that mean more to rural residents, such as police protection for them. For many of them, the sheriff's office is all they have in that area. Is it plausible that that would be easier to do under a one board member per district format?
You know, I think, you know, rural America is not convinced that government works for them. They feel like they don't get enough government services, and they're suspicious that the services that they have are tenuously provided and will be quick to be removed if, you know, if power configurations change.
That was John Shaw from the Paul Simon Public Policy Institute with Eric Stock. Shaw says he expects Democrats will also try to help Democratic incumbents Sherry Bustos and Lauren Underwood by redrawing the maps to put more Democrats in their districts after they both narrowly won last year.